ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। भगवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 20 टेक्स्ट 5 नाहं भिबेमि नीरयन् नाधन्यादसुखार्णवात् न स्थान चवनान् मृत्योर् यथा विप्र प्रलम्भनात्। ट्रांसलेशन बाय हिज डिवाइन ऋषुल एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद। I did not fear hell, poverty, an ocean of distress, fall down from my position, or even death itself, as much as I fear cheating a brahmana. There is no purport, so we go to the next shloka, text 6. Yadyadhyasyanti lokesmin samparetam dhanadikam tasya tyage nimittam kim विरिप्रस्तुस्येन तेन चेत। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेशियस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन माय लॉर्ड, यू कैन ऑल्सो सी दैट ऑल द मटेरियल ऑपुलेंसेस ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड आर सर्टेनली सेपरेटेड फ्रॉम देम देयर पजेशर एट डेथ। देयरफॉर if the brahmana Vamandev is not satisfied by whatever gifts one has given, why not please him with the riches one is destined to lose at death? Parapat. The word vipra means brahmana, at the same time confidential. Bali Maharaj has confidentially decided to give the gift to Lord Vamandev without discussion, but because such a decision would hurt the hearts of the asuras and his spiritual master Sukracharya, he spoke equivocally. Bali Maharaj, as a pure devotee, had already decided to give all the land to Lord Vishnu. Hare Krishna. Not so qualified to speak. Seek all of your devotees' blessings so I can speak something. Here in this chapter, we find that Bali Maharaj is surrendering universe to Lord Vamandev. And Bali Maharaj is not an ordinary person. He is coming in the lineage of Prahlad Maharaj. And we find that just few days back, Prahlad Maharaj was being glorified for being the cause for appearance of Lord Narsingadev. So Bali Maharaj is appearing in a very exalted dynasty of Prahlad Maharaj. And we find that so many incarnations in one way or another are attracted to this dynasty. One is that as glorious Narsingadev appeared just few days back, we celebrated Narsinga Chaturthi, and that was in the dynasty of Prahlad Maharaj, Bali Maharaj. Another is that with fighting with Hiranyaksha, who was a brother of Hiranyakashipu, Varahadev appeared. Thirdly, for the sake of Bali Maharaj, Lord is taking the form of Vamandev. So three incarnations just for one dynasty. And all the more, as Baldev Prabhu in the morning was mentioning me, that Bali Maharaj's son also, he was came in the form and cursed later as become Dhenukasur. And he took the darshan of Krishna and Balram and ultimately killed by Balramji in the Talwan forest. So we know that in this wonderful dynasty, Bali Maharaj has appeared. And unique way is that generally Lord gives darshan. So when he gives darshan, he gives some benediction. We find that Lord appearing and Lord insisting to devotees that please take something from me. For example, Narsingdev appeared for Prahlad Maharaj. And Narsingdev is eager to give benediction to Prahlad Maharaj. That please take something from me. And Prahlad Maharaj saying that I don't want anything. That is a quality of a devotee. They are self-satisfied. So they don't want anything else for their own satisfaction. But then for the pleasure of the Lord, Prahlad Maharaj asks benediction. So when Narsingdev appeared, he wanted to give benediction. Any other incarnations also, Lord want to give benedictions. But here Lord is appearing not to give benedictions in one way or not to give something. He is appearing to take everything what Bali Maharaj possessed. And Lord took the form of a Brahmana boy and then approached where Bali Maharaj was performing sacrifice and asked for 3 steps of land in charity. And as I mentioned, Bali Maharaj is not an ordinary person. He is a great soul. And here he uses the word that here we find that Shukracharya is preaching to Bali Maharaj that don't give 3 steps to this Brahmana boy. He is Vishnu himself and will take everything. And he gave various threats also, that if you don't follow my instruction, you will suffer. You will have hellish conditions. And in many ways, he curses Bali Maharaj. And the answer to that, Bali Maharaj says that, I do not fear hell, poverty, an ocean of distress, fall down from my position, or even death. So before even surrendering act to Vamandev, Bali Maharaj was completely prepared to give to this small boy. And that itself is a proof that he is not an ordinary soul. Otherwise, why should Vishnu will come take a form of a Brahmana boy just to appear in front of Bali Maharaj? The pastime would have not have gone further if Bali Maharaj would have said no, that okay, I'm not going to give you. And he could have receded back. But Vamandev knew that if I ask for 3 steps, he will give. And very important quality of the Lord is that although he takes charity from his devotees in different ways, but he is the most charitable person. He gives charity in many ways. For example, Prahlad Maharaj was giving benediction. Ask Prahlad, what do you want? And Bali Maharaj, he asked for everything what he possessed. But that was also charity. Charity to Bali Maharaj also. The reason is that Bali Maharaj in one way was little attached to the land he possessed. And Lord doesn't like his devotee to be attached. And just as a charity to Bali Maharaj, he wanted to take away his attachments. And that's why Lord Vamandev appeared. And here we find that Shukracharya is saying that you should not be giving this. It is incorrect. You somehow find give in between solution also. But Bali Maharaj, in the heart, is determined, no, I will be giving. And that is a devotee. For example, in Krishna consciousness also, somebody wants to surrender to Krishna. And you find many times there are obstructions from our kith and kins, sometimes from our spiritual masters, sometimes our parents are sometimes our parents who are taught us many things in our childhood, they can also become impediment in our way to surrendering to Krishna. And similarly, Bali Maharaj also teaching from this episode that all the whatever the impediment is there, one should surrender to the Lord. Comparing with Prahlad surrendered his life through, he is glorified in Navida Bhakti. Prahlad remembered the Lord and perfected his life. In the same dynasty, Bali Maharaj came, and Bali Maharaj, he perfected his life by Atmanivedanam process. In a very short span, Lord purified everything of Bali Maharaj. And Lord Vamandev took charity, which appeared to be very small. Teen kadam jamin mang raha hai, what is this? What a big deal. So he asked for just three steps of land. And he came out with everything what Bali Maharaj possessed. Like there is a saying that went inside like a needle and came outside like a plow. And similarly, Vamandev also appeared like that. Many times, devotees also, when they approach other people as representative of Krishna, they also act like this. They may just invite someone, come to Sunday program, which looks very innocent. Or take this book, or take this besan laddu, or so forth. Then invite in different festivals. So it looks like taking three steps. But in the process, ultimately, the person surrenders everything to Krishna. Everything ultimately he gives to the Lord. So devotee also act like that. And one way we are cheating people, or Krishna is also cheating people. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, among the cheater, I am the greatest cheater. Somebody tries to cheat Krishna, who can cheat Krishna? Krishna is the greatest cheater. So one should be simple in front of Krishna, and one should offer whatever one possesses to the Lord. Because even if you don't offer to the Lord, here Bali Maharaj puts the logic that either it will be taken away now or it will be taken away at the time of death. So better I give now. If somebody possesses so much, but ultimately Krishna in the form of death, Krishna will be taking everything what one possesses. So better to give with happy heart. If I know that if it is going to be snatched anyhow, better to give happy. Theek hai karke le lo. So intelligence of a devotee is that he happily agrees to give whatever he possesses, including his free will, to Krishna. And free will is always there. Here Bali Maharaj also has got free will. Free will either not to accept or free will to accept. So free will is there, and Bali Maharaj is choosing the free will to give everything to Vamandev. And that's why he is glorified in the prajish of Srimad Bhagavatam as a very great soul. And he perfected his life, and that's why his name is coming over here. And he gives a very great charity to the person who is coming in the disguise as cheating. And somebody comes as a cheating, we don't like to give. Suppose somebody comes just flatly asked that I want your money, then we may give also, okay. But somebody cheats something, and in especially these days, people want to cheat and take money in different ways, so a person gets very agitated that why is cheating, why he has to say this. So although Vamandev wants it, but he comes as a very innocent way and cheat the life of Bali Maharaj. But Prabhupada mentions the statement that great souls cheat for great cause, and the greatest soul is Krishna, super soul. and he can cheat for the greatest cause, that is to give charity of love of himself to others. And Bali Maharaj, in his heart, whatever comes and goes, he is prepared to give charity. And in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam and in history, there are so many personalities who gave such a selfless sacrifice, which is uncomparable. Like I was reading, when I first read the story of Dadichi and giving his own life, I was really moved. And he was approached that Indra wanted to make a weapon of the bones of Dadichi. And Indra was thinking, how can I ask somebody bone, somebody's bone, and how? Why should somebody will give his own bones? And he approached Dadichi. And Dadichi says, yeah, take it. If it can do any good to you, you can take it. So in pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, or in histories, there are so many people who have done such a selfless service which cannot be compared. And many times people have, for that, just to keep their own word, they even met death. Even demons would not hesitate to give charity. We have got example of Karna, Jarasandh. Karna, he knew that if I give this, I may die ultimately. Jarasandh give charity to, as Bhima and Krishna came to fight, wrestle with him, he gave the charity. He knew in his heart that something is wrong. So what to speak of common men or great souls? Even the demons would many times go many steps ahead to give charity. And sometimes people have to lose their life also. For example, Dashrath Maharaj gave words to Kaikai, that I give word that I'll give you two bones. And that was lost, means that was not in mind of Dashrath, neither it was mind in Kaikai also. And then as time passed, and it was a day of Ram's coronation, previous night, and then Kaikai was infected by her Dasi, and she provoked her that ask for these two bones. And then after some time, Kaikai was captivated by the talks, and she was ready to ask for their boon. And she asked for the boon that Lord Ram should be exiled, banished for 14 years, and Bharat should be coronated as a king, and which was completely against the will of Dashrath Maharaj. And for him, giving this boon means worse than dying, because he loved Lord Ram more than his own life. And for him, specially to send Lord Ramchandra to exile was much, much, much more tough than drinking poison himself. And nonetheless, ultimately, Dashrath Maharaj agreed. And in between, there was a lot of Dashrath is trying to convince Kaikai that tell anything, whatever you want, but not this. Kaikai says, not anything else, I want this only. And in the talk, Kaikai said that, do you want to be a spot in your dynasty where there are so many kings just stick to their words? And then he quoted from histories that take the example of Maharaj Shibi. Just for giving the word, he gave his own flesh. And ultimately, Dashrath Maharaj has to agree. But what? At the cost of his own life. Ultimately, he left the body. And just to keep the words of his own father, Lord Ramchandra, he accepted the life of a mendicant and went into the exile for none of his own reason. He didn't give the word also. And just for his father's words only, he accepted this life. So earlier times, to give words means people would stick to it, even at the cost of death. But these days, it is not the so. Because person who is too much afflicted by sense gratification, his words doesn't matter. He can change immediately because of his impetus for sense gratification. For example, Kamsa was there. And Kamsa, he was showing affection to his own sister Devaki and taking the sister to the where in-laws where she was being married, and he was showing so much affection to Devaki. But soon, in between, there was a words uttered from the sky that Kamsa, what you are doing, Devaki's 8th child will kill you. And immediately Kamsa just forgot his intention of leaving Devaki, and he went all against the religious principles and about to kill Devaki. The reason is that Kamsa was not sense controlled. His intentions are not proper. Similarly, in Kali Yuga, people are rampantly breaking four regular principles and all sinful activity. In such a scenario, even if somebody gives words, it is very, very difficult to stick to their words. Very difficult. Very difficult, even in Kali Yuga, if somebody gives vows to a spiritual master, very difficult to stick to it also. Very big challenge is there, because our hearts are not pure. So earlier time, people's heart would be pure. And for them, it was relatively much easy to give up the things than what people has to give it up now. And in this particular episode, Bali Maharaj is prepared now that let me offer everything to this beautiful boy. And he is ready. And ultimately we find that due to him, Vamandev, as his name is Urukrama, perform a very extraordinary act of covering the street, whole universe by his steps. And then ultimately Bali Maharaj, he put his third steps on the head of Bali Maharaj, and Bali Maharaj surrendered everything to Lord Vamandev. So in essence, Bhagavatam speaks of stories where sent persons are giving their lives to Krishna unhesitantly. And when it happens, it is painful. For example, when it is happening for Bali Maharaj, it is painful. Everything what he possesses is snatched away. And he has been humiliated in front of everyone. But as I mentioned, that Krishna is the most magnanimous person. He is absolute truth himself. And absolute truth cannot take anything from anyone without giving something substantial to him. Tell me any story where Krishna has taken something, Krishna or any of his incarnation has taken something from someone, and in return, he has not got manifold more. Even when Krishna takes, at that time a person may feel that, oh, he's so cruel, he's been taking away what I possess. But in return, Krishna gives manifold more. In essence, he can give love of Godhead, which is ultimate gift from the Lord to all the conditioned souls. Krishna can give wealth also in many ways. We find many pastimes where Krishna reciprocates with the devotee with giving wealth. We find that fruit seller came and Krishna gave her wealth. Sudama Vipra Brahman came and he was benedicted by having opulent facilities what Krishna have. We find when Krishna entered Mathura and some people gave him gift, they were benedicted eternally, and we find that someone who didn't give him the charity, they were not so much benefited. Like we find that Sudama, flower seller, he gave flowers and he was benedicted by Krishna. We find that Kubja, she applied chandan, which was meant for Kamsa, and in return, Krishna gave her a very beautiful body, and ultimately she became a pure devotee. And the dhobi who was there, who didn't want to give the clothes to Krishna and Balram, and he met the death. So anyone who gives anything to Krishna or any of his incarnations, he is benefited unlimitedly. Unlimitedly. In many of the episodes, Krishna gives wealth also. Lord Ramchandra, he made Vibhishana as king after Ravana's demise. He made Vibhishana as a king. So Vibhishana didn't desire it, but he was there. Narsingh Dev gave Prahlad Maharaj the whole kingdom, which possessed by Hiranyakashipu. Prahlad didn't wanted it, but Narsingdev enthroned him. And very surprising, what Narsingdev gave to Prahlad, who was a grandfather of Bali Maharaj, same thing he is taking back from Bali Maharaj. He gave to Prahlad. So it is naturally, Lord himself gave in one way to Bali Maharaj, through the medium of Prahlad Maharaj. And same thing he is asking back. But in return, Vamandev gives him pure devotional service. And of course, he gives him stay in Sutal Loka, which will be coming in future chapters, and where he gives material facilities also. So more important for a devotee is that Lord is happy with him and he can fulfill Lord. And ultimately a person desires, a devotee's only desire is that I can become pure and I can sent person engage in Lord's service. That is only my desire. The desire to serve the Lord is increased as the time passes. And as I mentioned, Krishna never takes in one way anything from anyone. And even if he takes, it belongs to him. He is the owner of everything. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Bhoktaram Yakatapsam Sarvaloko Maheshwaram. That means he is a Mahaishwara of all the lokas. So where is the question that somebody has to hold in not giving to Krishna? And you find that Krishna in many incarnations have got many things. And sometimes they give riches also. But in contrast, we find that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he himself is like, say, lived a life of a poverty-stricken condition, took a life of a sannyasi. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does the highest charity. And what is the charity? Namo Maha Vadanya Krishna Prema Pradayata. That means he is doing charity of Krishna Prem to everyone. So Krishna or Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so magnanimous. He does a topmost charity. Topmost charity. Although he doesn't possess anything. And you find that many times devotees of Lord Chaitanya also doesn't possess anything. They may not have any possession at all. But nonetheless, devotees of Lord Chaitanya, they do topmost charity. In which way? By acting as a representative of Guru Parampara or giving what is the desire of Lord Chaitanya. Jare dekho tare kaho, Krishna Updesh. And they give this charity of Krishna consciousness to other living entities, which is the greatest gift. It is uncomparable gift. And many times they don't have anything. Six Goswamis, they were living in the forest of Vrindavan. And they didn't had anything with themselves. They left everything, whatever they possessed. Many of the Goswamis having so much riches were there. And they gave up all the riches. And taken the life of a mendicant. Or very simple, menial life. For what? To give the greatest charity. Very contrasting. People who are not having any possession are doing the greatest charity. And that's what six Goswamis are doing in the land of Vrindavan. Greatest charity of Krishna consciousness to the living entities. So one should try to fulfill the desire of Krishna by also participating in this charity giving movement. Like ISKCON is basically a charity giving, say, trust or association, you can say. Prabhupada is magnanimous, giving charity to everyone. And although, like say, many of the devotees doesn't have any possession of themselves, but they give Krishna to others. And one should not be hesitant to ask from someone. One should endeavor, like we see from Prabhupada's life, he endeavored so much in many ways to give this charity to others. And many of the time he just begged from people that, like we find that this episode of Srila Prabhupada in Detroit, and there was a famous fisherman mention episode, and it was very opulent mention. And Prabhupada met the owner, and owner was very happy in his mind that now I'll have a big prize. And other said, Prabhupada is freely asking a charity, give me it free. It was a shock for the owner. So Prabhupada was not hesitant in any way. Besharam, we can say, for Krishna's cause. So that is Srila Prabhupada. So one should act as a representative of Srila Prabhupada and ask this charity. That is one. And here Bali Maharaj makes a point that in the purport also, that one should, whatever one possess, one should give to the Lord, because as it is at the time of death, it will be snatched away by the cruel jaws of time. So we should know that in this world everything is temporary. First of all, we don't possess anything. Everything is temporary. And if everything is temporary, it will be snatched away. Better to give it offhand only to Krishna and be happy in that situation. So we should learn from the episode of Bali Maharaj that how we can be happy in this life by giving Lord an opportunity to take everything what a person possesses. In Krishna's pastime also, Krishna wanted from Brahmanas charity of food, and Brahmanas didn't give, and Krishna sent his cowherd friends to Dvijapatni that I want charity of food. And Dvijapatnis, what to speak of giving charity of food, they themselves started to come towards Krishna. And they bring plates of fruits and whatever they have cooked, everything for yajna they brought for the pleasure of Krishna and his devotees. In the process, it would have happened that Brahmanas would not have accepted Dvijapatnis. But they were ready to offer because they know that Krishna is a person who should be satisfied. And in return, devotees greet the topmost love of Prema Bhakti of the spiritual world. Because in comparison to Prema Bhakti, everything in this world doesn't have any meaning or any value. Any value. And thus we should also offer everything to Vamandev or Krishna and perfect our life. Hare Krishna. And any questions someone has got or comments? Madan Gopal would like to comment anything. One question.
हेलो हरे कृष्णा प्रभु जी, ये मेरा दिल्ली का पर्सनल एक्सपीरियंस बता रहा हूँ आपको। जब पंजाबी बाग में हमारा इस्कॉन मंदिर था, उस समय जो ओनर था प्रॉपर्टी का वो एनआरई अम्बिकन था, उसने उस समय हजारों की कीमत थी दे दिया इस्कॉन को, और बाद में उसकी कीमत हुई करोड़ों रुपया, और 3 साल पहले उसने हाईकोर्ट जीत के वो मंदिर वैकेंट करवा लिया हमसे, और फिर हमने नया मंदिर बनाया उसमें चले गए। आज उस प्रॉपर्टी डीलर ने जिसने डोनेट की थी उसकी हालत ये होगी, वो जमीन खंडर पड़ी है, कोई लेने वाला नहीं रहा, वो आप चला गया, उसके फैमिली में डिस्प्यूट पैदा हुए।
थैंक यू, धन्यवाद। हरे कृष्ण, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। कृष्ण अनंत।